Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Saturday morning. Laurentian board chair resigning, says he wants to avoid conflict. Citing the need to avoid the appearance of a personal conflict of interest and his own health concerns, Laurentian University's Board of Governors Chair Jeff Bangs said he will step down from the role at the end of his current term. Bangs' term as Laurentian's board chair is up on June 30. Aside from needing to strike a new balance between my business and volunteer commitments, two main factors have led me to this decision: the successful appointment of my partner as the university's general counsel, and concerns related to my health, said Bangs, in a press release issued June 2. To me, given the level of interaction between the chair, the board and the general counsel, it is not appropriate for me to continue in my role. Several months ago, before that search began, I declared a conflict and left the oversight of that search to a committee led by interim president, Sheila Embleton. While some have suggested to me that a way can be found to stay on in some capacity, I do not ever want to put the university or the new general counsel in a real or perceived conflict of interest. Read the full story here. Sean Poland appointed to Sudbury Police Services Board. The Greater Sudbury Police Services Board, PSB, has announced the appointment of Sean Poland to the board effective May 26. In accordance with Section 27 of the Police Services Act, Poland has been appointed as a member of the Greater Sudbury Police Services Board for a 3-year period by order in council. After what the press release called a thorough selection process by the Ministry of the Solicitor General, Poland was selected to fill one of the provincial seats previously held by Lise Porato Mason and Richard Bois, whose terms expired earlier this year. Krista Fortier of Fortier Law Firm was selected to fill the first of those seats earlier this year in May. Poland is currently Vice President, External Partnerships and Strategic Enrollment at Cambrian College, where he oversees recruitment, marketing, communications, career services, alumni, development, and government relations activities. He also recently served as the college's interim president following the departure of President Bill Best. Read the full story here. Research project gives a voice to Sudbury trafficking survivors. A small study of human trafficking survivors in Sudbury shows they believe the police and court system are failing them, leaving them feeling unsafe and without hope for justice or change. This according to a community-based research project called Project Rise, Increasing Access to Justice for Survivors of Human Trafficking, commissioned by Angels of Hope Against Human Trafficking, AOH. Written by AOH Research and Development Coordinator, Jeffrey Bradley, and funded by the Law Foundation of Ontario, the study was released in early May and was based on 3 virtual focus groups with 15 survivors of sex trafficking who spoke about their experiences and their perceptions of how the justice system deals with sex trafficking. Participants discussed what they saw as perceived gaps in services for survivors, measures to prevent human trafficking, and avenues to protect survivors' well-being socially, economically, politically, and culturally. Read the full story here. Former Rainbow teacher found guilty of professional misconduct. A teacher formerly employed by the Rainbow District School Board has been found guilty of professional misconduct by the Ontario College of Teachers. Trevor James German, who was accused of having sex with one of his students, went before a college disciplinary panel on May 29. German was reprimanded and his certificate of qualification of registration was revoked. This means he is no longer a member of the Ontario College of Teachers and may not teach in publicly funded schools. The disciplinary decision against German will also be published in an official Ontario College of Teachers publication. The specific accusations against German were outlined in a notice of hearing document, issued Jan. 17, 2020. Read the full story here. NHL great Marcel Dion to speak at Hall of Fame dinner. NHL great Marcel Dion will be the guest speaker at the annual Valley East Sports Hall of Fame dinner. The event is coming up Saturday, June 10 at the Centennial Arena in Hanmer. Dion, named one of the 100 greatest NHL players in history, is an NHL Hall of Famer who spent 18 seasons in the NHL. He played for the Detroit Red Wings, Los Angeles Kings, and New York Rangers. He was an 8-time All-Star and outdueled Wayne Gretzky to win the NHL points title in 1979-80. In 1978-89 and 1979-80, Dion won the Lester B. Pearson Trophy as the league's most outstanding player. 2 times he won the NHL Sportsmanship Award, the Lady Byng Trophy. His 731 goals rank 4th in league history. Dion was best known for his 11.5 seasons with the Kings. Today he is a royal ambassador for the franchise. Read the full story here. Celebrate our home planet at Delkey Dazi today. Come celebrate Mother Earth at the Greater Sudbury Earth Festival at Delkey Dazi Park on June 3. Organized by Rethink Green, the free event is the first live and in-person Earth Festival since the end of the pandemic. It runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We are thrilled to welcome everyone back to the Greater Sudbury Earth Festival, said Amanda McKelvey, lead organizer of the 2023 event. This year, we have created a vibrant, eco-conscious environment for our community to learn, share, and have fun. It celebrates resilience, sustainability, and our collective commitment to our planet. Attendees can enjoy food from locally sourced meals provided by Click Fork and Candace's Kitchen, as well as summer classics like hot dogs and sausages. Eco-focused vendors and community groups will share their causes, offering unique products and perspectives along with a wide range of activities for kids. Read the full story here. Mostly sunny, warm weekend in store. Expect a sunny Saturday with a high of 27 and an easterly wind at 20 km per hour that will lighten in the afternoon. The UV index today is 8, or very high. Tonight, expect clear skies and a low of 11. For Sunday, expect a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 27. For Sunday night, expect clouds with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 14.